what we need to do and what we need to not do. So with being engaging in meditation on emptiness of the body and when Venerable Geshe-la gave oral instructions to do with meditation in the commentary to Mirror of Dharma, he said, when we are meditating on emptiness or selflessness, through contemplation, when we are understanding deeply what emptiness means, what selflessness means, when we perceive this, we will perceive a generic image of emptiness. We then hold this and remain focused on it. So when meditating on selflessness, through contemplating the meaning of the instructions on selflessness, emptiness. So here we've been learning about how to do an essential meditation, meditating on the emptiness of the body. When we perceive the meaning of selflessness, what selflessness means, not only just intellectually, what selflessness really means. So when we're focusing on what emptiness, selflessness really means, and it's not just intellectual, it'll touch our heart, like we learned at the end of the last session. There'll be a special feeling, shock, joy, at not finding the body that we normally see. What emptiness means. Emptiness of form, emptiness of the body. We ask ourselves, what does this mean? What does emptiness mean? We want to know this. So we contemplate the explanation on emptiness. Through this contemplation, we perceive clearly the meaning of selflessness or emptiness, and we perceive a generic image of emptiness, and we hold this and remain single-pointedly. When we are meditating on a subject like selflessness or emptiness, we try, through contemplation of the purpose of the meditation on selflessness, to then perceive the meaning of selflessness clearly. At that time, we perceive a generic image of selflessness. We then hold. It looks like our mind is here and the object is there. So this is different from, for example, meditating on the determination to liberate all living beings from suffering, because that determination and our mind become one. So therefore, it's more easy to forget the object emptiness. So we need to remember many times, otherwise we'll lose it, we'll be distracted. It's quite easy to be distracted because the mind is here and selflessness is there, the object. So we need to renew again and again. Geshe-la said, renew, renew, renew. So we'll learn shortly that we need the job of continual placement and replacement. We need to replace a lot, many, many times. Otherwise, we can't remain for a long time. So it is necessary to hold the object. So Geshe-la gave some beautiful explanations on how to meditate, some of which are in Mirror of Dharma with additions. So please use this precious section on meditation. So we were meditating on the emptiness of the body. the real nature of our body, the mere absence of the body that we normally see. So during our meditation, we can experience special understanding, special feeling of being very peaceful, because our ignorance is being subdued at that time, because we're believing that the body we normally see does not exist. Following truth, following the truth. Then after meditation, in the meditation break, Geshe-la said, we have the problem that after our meditation, we forget everything. So you can ask yourself, is this true about me? Is Geshe-la helping me here with this instruction? Is this me? You know, often in the instructions, we think, that's me, that's me. You know, we love Kadampa instructions because they're talking to us. Geshe-la's talking to us. He knows our problems. So after meditation, we again believe our body that we normally see actually exists. We just immediately forget what we learned, the special experience we had in meditation. As soon as we stand up, we forget, as Geshe-la said, everything. We forget everything. We again believe, so back comes, because it's so strong, we're so familiar with it, the mind believing that the body we normally see actually exists. This is our self-grasping ignorance. And we feel, I am sick, I am uncomfortable, I am tired, etc., because we really believe that our body we normally see actually exists. But in the meditation, we prove to ourselves, using logical reasonings, it does not exist. But we've forgotten. Our meditation, therefore, has very little power to solve our human problems. So our problems of any of our human problems, anger problem, attachment problem, ignorance problem. The duration of our meditation is only 1 or 2 hours, while the rest of the day is the meditation break, when we believe, you see, we don't understand meditation break. Meditation break doesn't mean we break from the thoughts and feelings we've developed in meditation. Quite the opposite. It means we break from formal meditation. So we're moving around, engaged in our daily activities, but we try to keep the continuum of the special feelings and experience we've gained, especially the peaceful feeling, believing that the body we normally see does not exist. The mind believing the body we normally see does not exist is wisdom. The mind believing the body we normally see actually exists is self-grasping ignorance. They're opposites. So the duration of our meditation is however long it is. Here Geshe-la says 1 or 2 hours, while the rest of the day is the meditation break. When we believe that the body we normally see actually exists, we therefore have a view and a belief that is exactly the same as normal view and belief. Like a person who's never heard Buddha Dharma. Just normal view and belief. Believing that the things we normally see, our body we normally see, exists as it appears, there, separate, independent from the mind perceiving it. There's no such body. And we proved that when we searched for it with wisdom. So we will continue, if we keep normal view and belief, what will we experience? What we always experience. Pain associated, for example, physical sufferings such as sickness, tiredness, the sufferings of aging, and finally the sufferings of death. This is because we still believe that the body we normally see, the body there, separate from the mind perceiving it, the body we cherish, the body we protect, actually exists. So Geshe-la calls this, I think this is helpful, Geshe-la calls this our contradiction. Our contradiction. So what we believed and had faith in and were working towards in our meditation, we immediately forget those special insights, experiences, when the meditation, the formal meditation ceases. And we immediately believe, due to the power of familiarity of with self-grasping ignorance, since beginningless time, so powerful, immediately it comes back, believing that the body we normally see actually exists. So this is contradictory. So Lamrim resolves, as Geshe-la says, in the beautiful meditation chapter in Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Lamrim meditation resolves all our contradictions. So we need more familiarity with meditation on emptiness is one solution. We also need to not allow ourselves to forget everything. We need to try to hold. We need to not want that precious nectar appearing in our mind, like wisdom nectar, to just disappear. We want to hold it for at least a little while, not wanting it to disappear.